save your tools and things. On Hit 92.9.
Our next guest is one of Australia's most successful female artists. A singer who's right at home smashing out dance bangers or simply sitting behind the piano. This is Jessica Malvoy.
New song is Butterfly. It's out now and it's so good to have you on the show again, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're going well. Hey, babe, firstly, I don't think I've spoken to you since October or since you've been engaged. So, firstly, congratulations on getting engaged last year. But how are the wedding plans coming along, obviously, with COVID? Have you guys set a date at all?
Oh, my goodness. It's been so crazy. I think just kind of sitting back and, you know, watching 2020 unfold and just trying to go with the times. I think, you know, we're all currently having to rework our lives and figure out, one foot in the other. I think it's just really about, kind of figuring out work, especially. So that's kind of been, you know, playing on both of our minds. No thought process about wedding or any plans for that at this current time.
I mean, it would be cheap to do it now, right? With all the restrictions of how many people you can have.
I know, and I got a big family, like all my mob from up in the NT. So you know, it's pretty difficult, and I'm just watching unfold a lot of people's stories. It's pretty emotional, and I think to just kind of putting out the hands out there and just reaching out to anyone who needs it at this time is pretty much, I guess, everyone's trying to deal with.
Mate, what city are you in currently? Where are you based during this time?
I'm currently in Sydney. I'm stuck here. But I'm stuck here with my loving partner, so I'm cool with that. We see each other every day. That's kind of been, you know, I guess that's the annoying part, but also we're safe, we're healthy, and making sure that everybody around us is as well, and family, making sure we're connected with family is what we're, what we're just doing every day.
Hey, Jess, would you sing at your own wedding? I'm just curious because you have entertainment.
I've had dreams about that, talking about weddings, I have kind of landed in my mind secretly, but it's never kind of the way it happened. For me, I think, I don't know, it's something that I have thought about just for fun and, to have the family get involved. That's something I've role played in my head.
What's the song you role playing?
I don't know what I would sing, but yeah.
Okay. Long Way to the Top.
Little Thing, so I know, that'd be cool.
How do you think that song? Long Way to the Top.
ACDC. An old ACDC classic. I'd love it. Just.
What? Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll.
Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. We've got a little bit floating around here. Hang on a sec, mate.
I'm just going to find it.
I'd be shocked if we had it in the system.
It's a familiar song, so everybody would know that song.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about buying for the crowd. It's all about buying.
Exactly.
You're not going to believe it. I found it in the system. Yeah, this one. A bit of rock for you.
Are you going to go straight to the chorus?
I can't go straight to the chorus. This is what happens when sort of 2000s music lands in our system. They don't do the right stuff about it because we don't play it enough. So, anyway, not a big deal.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
There you go.
There's the chorus. See, why do we need that when we've got an artist? We've got Jessica Malvoy on the phone. They can actually just do
it. Me and Jess could have banged that out perfectly. 100%.
Hey, tell us about Butterfly. Speaking of songs, this is a newie. And,
it's on her Hilda album.
Hilda was such an incredible journey to take, creating the whole record. And I guess releasing Butterfly as an acoustic was something that I, you know, personally wanted to do. And during this time that we all have different situations that we're having to deal with right now during COVID and this pandemic all over the world. So I think for me, just reflecting on other people's stories and what they've had to deal with, losing jobs, whether it's that or, finding it difficult to work from home, domestic violence. This is kind of touching a bit on, my childhood growing up. And it was basically a moment when I was little, I
witnessed my parents having a moment of struggle.
Yep.
And a love-hate relationship where you know whether it was finding it hard at their work, their profession, getting money, putting food on the table. I was able to witness that struggle and all of my sisters. So this is touching base on a love-hate relationship and basically something that, needed time to figure out and, just saw all the struggles. And it was just great that I was able to, I guess, gather all those emotions and remember as a little girl and that impacting me as an adult today, and then witnessing what we're all going through in this crazy time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy times.
It is. It's crazy. And whoever thought, we'd be going through this in 2020. And I think at the beginning of the year, it was kind of like, it was a breeze and everyone was having a
We all thought it was going to be like over, right?
We're
like, this will be knocked over in a couple of weeks. That's exactly how I was thinking about it.
Yeah, and I think we're just, I've got a lot of friends who, are flying for, big companies, and they've had to completely, stop work and don't have a job and are stood down, and it's just really it's sad and quite emotional to see them having to figure out a new kind of life plan. What are they going to do? What kind of job are they going to do? So Butterfly was obviously a bit of a push for me to want to release it and re-record it as an acoustic, for all my friends and family and what they're having to deal with and really struggling. So this is a song about transformation.
Beautiful.
And having to deal with things and get through it.
Hey, babe, speaking of childhood, so growing up, right, so I'm half Filipino, and where I grew up in this small remote community, there was no other Asians in my town. And so when, when I finally made it on radio, it was like April Fool's Day, and I told everyone that you and I were best friends and that we were related because we were both Asian. But no one heard the end of the show where I was like, just jokes, we're not. So now everyone in rural New South Wales in Dubbo thinks that we're best friends. So
and related.
If anyone ever hits you up, that's true.
How's Jules going?
If anyone ever wants to know how Jules is.
Thanks, girl. I just had to let you know that.
Just go with she's going well, enjoying herself in Perth.
This story
okay?
was so much longer, but we've got the 1 minute wrap up, so I'm going to get out.
Haven't caught up with her for a while. Wonder how she is.
COVID's just crazy, right?
Crazy times. Crazy. Hey, Jess, good to chat to you, mate. You take care of yourself, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
Oh, love you guys.
Love you. Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.